Now, one thing we cannot control is the weather. I don't know if you know that or not. You can wish that it's going to be 75 and sunny in Minneapolis, but it's not right now. Right now, in fact, we have light snow and 31. And while at times it's pretty and you say, oh, it's all right, at other times you say, is it ever going to end? Are we ever coming out of this thing? You look at the piles of snow at the end of your driveway. I mean, they're 8 feet tall. Some of them are 20 feet tall, those snow mounds. And you think they're never. When are they going to melt? You know what I used to think? That's how I felt when I was pregnant. I'd look at my big old belly and I'd say, there's no way this is ever coming out of me. That's how I feel about the snow mounds. So we have invited on the program today, hopefully to help us a little bit, deal with our feelings around winter and maybe the winter blues. Maybe it's just starting to get on your nerves. We have Dr. Sarah Paper. She is a psychologist in the Allina Healthcare System. Dr. Paper, thank you for coming on with us. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, do you get a lot of this? Does this really weigh people down come March? You know, what are we, 12th? And it doesn't seem like we're coming out of it anytime soon?
It does seem to be bothering people, especially this winter. It's just been going on forever. And we have a ton of snow, and it just keeps getting, like you said, stacking up higher and higher. And so people who are already experiencing depression do seem to be experiencing some increase in depression if they're prone to a seasonal pattern for their depression, for sure. And then the rest of us are also frustrated and sometimes can feel pretty trapped.
Yeah, I was going to say claustrophobic. You know, you kind of feel like it's closing in on you. Right.
Yeah. It looks like it's closing in on us. Yeah.
Literally. But what can you do? I mean, are there things and steps we can take even when there's no sun? Like, what can we do to kind of shake this off a little bit? Because we're not done with winter.
No, we're not. And as we know, as Minnesotans, it can last, you know, even longer. Hopefully not, but it can last a couple more months. Sometimes it can snow in May. I heard a rumor about that when I first moved here.
like a warning? Somebody warned you, Dr. Paper?
Yes. Yeah, somebody. I mean, Prince warned us about April, and then one of my professors warned me that one time, I think May 3rd, it had snowed. I'm not sure what year, but for some reason I stayed here. So if somebody's struggling with more of a clinical depression and they're really feeling the effects of the lack of light, you know, decreasing their serotonin and one of the theories also increasing their melatonin, so making them feel really drowsy and down and sometimes even, you know, suicidal. If somebody's experiencing that, they should talk with their doctor. There's medication, cognitive behavioral therapy. There's light therapy that they can do. There's also dawn stimulators where the light kind of starts shining in the morning, a light that imitates the sunrise for you so that you can get that boost of energy in the morning. That seems to help a great deal. If you're not experiencing that clinical type of depression related to the seasons, it can help to do that. And everybody should do these things, but exercising, eating healthy, getting out and going for a walk in the snow, even if, you know, it's not that bright out and it's a little bit chilly, bundling up and getting out there and moving still is important, and socializing. A lot of times we let the snow get in the way of doing the things that make us feel good or being with the people that make us feel good. And so one thing, there's been a lot of research on different cultures and geographical areas where people do just fine during winters. And some of it's their genetics, and another part is their mindset and cultural events and experiences.
Dr. Sarah Paper is our guest. She is a psychologist with the Allina Healthcare System. We're talking about the winter blues. And whether you have a clinical situation with depression, there are treatments for that. She talked about cognitive behavioral therapy, light therapy. What is that dawn thing? And can you buy that, or does that have to be a doctor prescribed? The dawn. Did you mention that, Sarah? Did we lose Sarah? Sounds like we might have lost her. All right. Well, we'll regroup here in just a minute. We are talking about the winter that wouldn't end and all the snow that we've gotten. And we, again, invite you to be part of the program. Maybe you would like to share how you are dealing with the winter. Are you tired of it? Does it not bother you? Does it bother you? I wonder, are people, I suppose, as I say, acceptance. Like, what are you going to do about it? Because you can't do anything about it. So if you're mad about it, I'm not sure that's going to actually move the needle. I think we have to find ways to accept it. And if you can, embrace it. I think we've reestablished communication now with Dr. Paper. I was saying, you know, that when you fight something and are mad about it, it makes it worse, doesn't it? So is there anything like we can do to not hate it?
Some of it, I mean, this sounds really simple, and but it does help to notice if you're having those negative thoughts about winter, saying, oh, I just hate the winter. It's terrible. I can't get outside. I can't do anything fun. If you can notice that and shift those thoughts, because it's not true. We can get out there and do things. It's harder, you know.
It's
not as easy. And your neighbors aren't just outside sitting out there waiting for you to go talk to them. So it takes a bit more effort. But if there are things that you enjoy, get out there and do them. And don't let the negative thoughts get in the way. Challenge those thoughts and focus on what you can do. Or develop a hobby that's inside is another thing. And
develop a hobby inside, even whether it's knitting or sewing or painting or what have you, huh?
Yeah, something that you can say, well, at least I'm doing this now. You know, I have the time to get this done before all the snow melts. I'm going to
get my
plants ready to plant.
You can also clean your closets.
Yeah, for people who enjoy that. I'm not one of those people. I wish that I was.
No.
But some people do love cleaning. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we appreciate it. Anything else you want to add to sort of lighten the load a little bit? Make a snowman? I don't know. I mean, one texter says, has it been a warmer winter? I'm not really sure. I feel like it hasn't been terribly cold, which is good, but that's sort of the age-old question. Would you rather have 30 degrees or 35 and clouds or 10 and sun? I don't know. Do you have a preference?
I like the temperature being a little bit higher so we can at least trudge through the snow and get out there. And even if it's a bit gloomier, we can at least be outside and getting fresh air and moving. And, I mean, have some fun with the snow. We don't have it for hopefully much longer. Get some of that snow paint. Write funny messages to your neighbors. Do those kind of things if you can. There's somebody in Eagan who built, like, a whole, like, underground fort for kids to go play in. There's ways that we can kind of still enjoy this. And I think doing that. Also, one other thing you can do, the research on this it hasn't been proven like statistically, but some people seem to benefit from vitamin D. So that's something you can look at and see if your vitamin D level is low. A lot of my patients report feeling less sluggish after they start taking supplements. Obviously, talk to your doctor first, but that seems to be something. So eat healthy, bake, knit. You want to do inside while you can.
And again, just,
you know, as Minnesotans, when it's warm, we want to be out there. So
right,
you got to do what you can inside.
But again, just wrapping it up, if it becomes a situation where you need the doctor, are you sleeping more? Are you sleeping less? Like, what's happening to you that makes you think I should really reach out for help?
If you're noticing those changes, if your mood is getting really down, if you don't have energy to do the things that you normally can do, if you're sleeping a lot, if you're really craving, I know we all crave carbohydrates, but if you're really craving carbohydrates and can't seem to get enough of them, if you're gaining weight, if you're starting to have really dark thoughts about life, definitely reach out to your doctor, reach out to a therapist and get some help.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming on, Sarah. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
We'll get through it, won't we?
We will.
Okay.
We always do.
I know. And we stay. And we decide to not move. Oh, great. Thank you so much.
We might fantasize about it.
Okay. Have a lovely evening. Thank you so much. That is Dr. Sarah Paper, Allina Health Systems, talking about how to prevent or cope with the winter blues.